Should one trust Padre Pio? And here is a testimony given by one of his spiritual sons. Do join us for this talk. Hello friends, and welcome to this channel where we look at the life of our great Saint Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin friar, he was a mystic and a tremendous miracle worker. So do join us to find out more about Padre Pio and also to see what his intercession could do for you. We do encourage everyone to enroll your Mass prayer intentions. Every Friday we have a Mass in which we dedicate all of your intentions to Padre Pio in this Mass. And all you have to do is watch the video on the end screens how to enroll your intentions. And we ask everyone to be part of this Padre Pio apostolate. And a good way will be if you help us by liking our video and sharing the video with your friends and with your colleagues. The story today, one may find a little bit disconcerting because it's certainly not a fairy tale ending or some astounding healing, but rather is a journey from seeming material success to a spiritual life with Padre Pio, as a spiritual son of Padre Pio. And we're going to see a lot of obstacles and suffering that is thrown in his way. The author of the story, Renzo Allegri, tells us this. He says, Agide told me how he met Padre Pio. Agide says, at that time I was building cars. I lived in Catamaggiore, where I had a small company called Rondine, which were going from strength to strength. And his company produced little cars. They were sporty, utilitarian vehicles with very avant-garde features, advanced features, and for the time, they were all the rage. And in 1946, he even displayed his cars in the Milan Fair. And now orders were starting to pour in from everywhere, all over the world. England, even Argentina, Lebanon, Greece, and India. And he said, I was a small industrialist with a big future. I had also sold automobiles to someone in Foggia. And Foggia, we know, is not too far away from where Padre Pio was. This person did not pay him. So, Agide says, I decided to go and collect what he owed me. He traveled there by train, and he met several people on the train who had been to visit Padre Pio on a pilgrimage. And he heard these unbelievable stories about Padre Pio. And after this, he was now curious to meet with Padre Pio himself. At that time, his parents were both sick. They both had cancer, tumors in various parts of the body. Agide as well had been married for 4 years and still no children. So he's a little bit upset about this. And now he wanted to go and ask this religious person, perhaps Padre Pio could get some graces for him. And so after he had settled his problem in Foggia with the creditor, he went through to San Giovanni Rotondo. In the morning, he said, he attended Padre Pio's Mass. After that, he went to confession with Padre Pio. As he reached the confessional, before he had even said a word, Padre Pio said to him, but you went to confession yesterday morning. Agide was astounded and he realized, yes, it's true. He confessed when he was in Foggia. But he said, I would like to make a general confession now. So he went ahead and he made his confession. And then afterwards, he told him about his parents and his regrets at not being able to have children. And he said, Padre Pio listened to him very kindly. He listened carefully. And in the end, Padre Pio said to him, well, you cannot go against the will of the Lord. Your mother will live a few more months, your father a few years, and you will have a son whom you will call Pio. But you will also have to restart all of your work from nothing. Then as Agide now got up to leave, Padre Pio asked him, aren't you forgetting something? And it's true, because before he had prepared a little offering to give to Padre Pio. He remembered that he had forgotten this now. Gave it to Padre Pio. And he said these predictions of Padre Pio, they were absolutely etched into his memory. Now he went back home to his wife and he started to tell her these predictions. Suddenly they didn't seem to all make so much sense. However, He said they were all fulfilled exactly as Padre Pio had predicted. And he said it just seemed like Padre Pio had been reading as if from a script in a book, reading the future like that. In fact, his mother did die within 3 months. His father lived on for a while until 1953, 4 more years. And he said his wife became pregnant and 9 months later gave birth to a son they called Pio. And also, due to family complications after his mother's death, he was forced now to leave the house. And he had to close his car business and he had to start all over again from scratch. Went out and got a job as a lathe operator, working for a boss now. So everything had happened exactly as Padre Pio had predicted. Ajita tells us that in 1953, after his father's death, he returned to San Giovanni Rotondo. Because everything that had happened through those years had left him very, very upset. Upset, distraught and upset. "I've been through so many trials," he said. "I was now desperate, especially since he had been forced to sacrifice his car company." And the fact that Padre Pio had predicted all of these things in advance, it left him so impressed. And he said he felt that this man, Padre Pio, this religious person, was certainly someone very mysterious. And it filled him all with this curiosity, which attracted him and at the same time scared him. At that time, Ajita said he didn't really have much faith. I don't know if he even went to mass. "As my life had seen such radical changes," he tells us, "everything seemed to have gone wrong now all the way along." And so he wanted some advice to help him out of this. As soon as he arrived in San Giovanni Rotondo at the monastery, he signed up for confession with Padre Pio. The queue was 3 days long. He was impatient to get back, so he tried to jump ahead in the queue. And he succeeded, he said. He now arrived at Padre Pio in front of the confessional. When he did, the priest ordered him in a severe tone, "Go away." And he felt himself hardening inside with resolve. Didn't want to move at all. And at this, he said, the priest got up and said, "If you don't leave, then I'm going." And so he was forced to leave. He returned into the church, but now he was absolutely overcome. He was heartbroken. And there he had a fit of crying right in the church. And now after this, he started to reflect on his life. He said he looked inside himself and he saw that he was deprived of any ideals. And he started to understand all of the mistakes that he'd been making, and all of this brought an intense pain to the surface. And he said he remained in this state for 3 days. Then he had to return to Bolzano on the third day. And so he went to the bottom of the stairs and he waited for the priest, for Padre Pio, to come downstairs to the sacristy. When he saw Padre Pio, he said, "I told him that I had to leave and that I would only do so if he had acquitted me and forgiven me of my way of acting." He said, Padre Pio looked at me with great tenderness and in a soft voice said, "Behave yourself." And then he paused and then he added something, a real gem in his life, and said, "It is easier for the world to do without the sun than for a Christian to do without mass." Then Padre Pio, with a clenched fist, punched Ajide. And he said it was so hard that he lost his balance and fell against the wall. But somehow that woke up something in Ajide. That harshness was beneficial. And he said that awakened in my soul and made me understand how important spiritual things are. And from that day on, Ajide never missed Sunday Mass, and during the week he would start to attend Mass whenever he could. And he said he returned many, many times to San Giovanni Rotondo. Sometimes he would spend 3 weeks there or 4 weeks straight, being close, near to where the saint was, to Padre Pio. And he said, "I learned to be aware of everything that was happening around me. And living next to Padre Pio meant living in a world outside of the normal rules." Because for Padre Pio, he tells us, there were no barriers of space or time. He saw everything and he knew everything. And that's where Ajide left the story. Just a reminder that we will soon have another video on Padre Pio, so do join us for that video. Our videos do come out 3 times a week on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. If you do not receive reminders of the videos, then do make sure that you have subscribed to our channel. And after subscribing, you have to click that reminder bell, and then YouTube will send you notifications of our videos.